Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day.
It's Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, the Friday edition of the Heart to Heart this afternoon on Radio Pulpit. Hope you're well, hope you're good. And of course, if you are on the road, that you're keeping a safe following distance, you're not texting and driving. I almost got into so much trouble for texting. You know, sometimes you feel like not even texting, but when something feels like an emergency, you know, you don't want to create another one by trying to attend to an issue whilst you're on the road. It's the worst thing that could happen. And, you know, finding yourself in that space, we really need to exercise caution. It's so bizarre because, you know, I'm one of those people, you say that all the time, it's work, you know, keep a safe following distance, but you forget to do those things. And they say it starts with the man in the mirror, right? Yeah, we need to be extra cautious. We were chatting a little bit earlier on to a representative from Road Accident Fund, right? And he was just saying how the staggering statistics, you know, recent road accident statistics, particularly affecting young people, it's a shocker. You know, it really should concern the rest of us because we all have a responsibility to make sure that our roads are safe. Considering that this weekend is going to be quite busy, of course, even as the body of Christ, a lot of conferences, youth conferences that are taking place. So we really, really have a responsibility as the body of Christ as well to do well, right? To do well and make sure that we are safe and sound on the road. We're joined on the line by Pastor Adrian Wells, author of No Pain, and he is joining us this afternoon. Pastor, good afternoon, and thank you so very much for making time.
Thank you very much for having me. God bless this radio station. I appreciate it. Good afternoon to you and all of the listeners.
Good afternoon. How's the weather in Cape Town? Is it as chilly as it is here?
Well, let me just see. The sun is shining, some clouds, but you know, it's a winter sun.
Yeah.
It's cold.
It's still cold. Yeah. We still have to keep warm.
Yes, it's cold.
So let's get into your book titled No Pain. How did the book come about?
Well, my story is in the book. A year ago, my wife, my ex-wife decided that she don't want to be in a marriage anymore, and she just left. And so the pain came on, and I went to the Lord and I asked him a question. I asked the Lord, is pain a necessity? And it's almost immediate. I don't know what you call it, a nanosecond, split second.
Yeah.
I got the answer from heaven. Pain is not from me, the Lord said to me. And he said to me that I sent my son to the earth out of heaven. And then when he was 30 years old, I opened heaven up again. And I sent down the Holy Spirit on him. And then my son said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bind up the brokenhearted. So the Lord said to me, you can see where pain comes from, and the answer to pain comes from. And he reminded me of Jesus saying to us that in this world you will have problems, you will have trouble. And he said, pain comes with trouble.
Sure. And now, I mean, you have obviously written this book and you talk about pain and obviously quite personal, and, you know, we understand also from just that divine intervention, like you're saying, just explaining that split, that immediate response that you got. What are the different types of pain that are there or that you touch on in the book?
Well, just if you don't mind, just before I get there,
yes.
I have the Holy Spirit, and you know, as believers, we have the Holy Spirit inside of us, and that's quite close to a person. But the Lord said that He is closer to those that is brokenhearted then, you know, even what the Holy Spirit is in us. And so I asked the Lord, you know, what's the deal there? You know, is it just coming close to us, to be close to us? Or he said, no, he's close to the brokenhearted or those that is in pain, so that they can take from him, apply it to that area of their life, and get rid of it soon and quickly, you know. And I said to the Lord, okay, let's do this then, because, the pain we're describing here is horrific pain. It's devastating. It's pain that is, you know, on another level. It completely takes control of your mind, of your emotions. It has an effect on your life, day-to-day life. And so the Lord took me through, you know, just to fast forward and then come back. You know, the psychologists, psychiatrists, and, you know, those who have gone through this, they said this kind of pain would last to about 1.5 years and even more. And, you know, we had a sister testifying in our church that she went through a divorce, and she went through the party scene for 3 years. She was in pain. So this stuff can stay with you for a very long time. But for me, it took less than 4 weeks and the pain was gone. Hello?
Hi, Pastor. I'm still listening. So it just took four weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just less than 4 weeks. And it was so supernatural and so quick that it took me 3 to 4 days just to check every time, is this real? Is it really gone? And so the Lord took me through. He would tell me to do something. I would do it. It will lessen the pain, quiet the voices,
sure.
And it will become a chapter in my book. And so this is real life experience in this book. And ultimately, when everything was said and done, and I read the book over, because I just type,
yeah.
And then I read it. And I saw it was actually the law of faith that the Lord allowed me to do. And I saw how powerful and how great this law is. Now, the different kind of pains that you asked me is, I just came from ministering in Durban. I stayed in Cape Town at the faith conference. And after the service, it was over a weekend, I had business people come to me and say, listen, our business is not doing well. Come and pray. So I'd sit with them at their business. It's one in particular, a couple is like a small holdings.
Mm-hmm.
But you can hear it's nothing wrong with their marriage, nothing wrong with their family, but there's a pain that a businessman go through that, you know, US that don't have a business would not understand. The overheads, the rent, the staff, the salaries and all this stuff, and you can hear in their voice there's a pain there. We could sit and talk with them and then pray. And there was an oldies, a white gentleman, he said, I was a multimillionaire, but I lost everything. And as he was talking to me, I could just hear that this pain that he alone would understand,
sure.
Having lost everything. But after listening to me, he said, I'm getting everything back because you encouraged me. I'm getting everything back, you know, because I was ministering on the law of faith that helped me in my life. And then, you know, I listened to a Korean pastor on YouTube. He was ministering on something. And in the middle of his message, he said the pain in his wife is going through. So I thought, you know, it's divorce, separation. But then he said, no, the rape of our daughter. I thought, oh, my goodness gracious me. I mean, they are going through pain. What about the daughter? You know what? There's so many pain. And now when you go through these traumatic circumstances, there's a lot of routes you can take. You know, I through the Radio Tiger book, another lady, it's also a white business lady in Cape Town, Durbanville, a very upmarket area. She got my book through, acquired my book through Radio Tigerberg, and she found me on Facebook and sent me a message saying, I'm sitting with your book. I cannot put it down. I'm making notes. It's helping me a lot. So I met up with her just to talk with her. And you know, the pain people go through. So her husband was with one of her friends for 5 years, and then she only found out. Then there was the divorce. And she, after 3 years, she's still sitting with a pain inside of her. So that we're in a world where there's a lot of pain. People, you look at people, they dress, they look nice, but they sit with a lot of stuff on the inside of them. And you can take a lot of routes. You can take wine, which this lady took. She went to the bottles, she went to food, and, you know, and then you get another route you can take, which is, you know, drugs. You can go to the party scene. You can take the route of depression and just lay in a fetal position and, you know, let me have a pretty party. Or you can do as I did. You just go under the shadow of his wings and stay there and allow the Lord to work on you and to change things and to work on you, you know. And Satan and his demons, they are opportunists.
Yeah.
You can expect them where there's trauma, because they have their own agenda to push you in a direction they want you to go. And so, you know, I'm a minister, so I was very intentional, because I felt at the beginning of my pain that this is probably going to be a tool in the hands of God to help other people. So I was intentionally listening to these voices, these demons speaking to me, what they want me to do in that situation. And I was intentionally also discerning, who are you, you know, because I know people is going to go through this, and this might be also around them. And one of the spirits that was there was suicide spirit. And, you know, I wanted to buy him a dictionary, because all he was telling me is kill yourself. Kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself. Night and day, 24 hours, kill yourself. And I can understand why people that is weak, that there's no support structure, would actually go that route and take their own lives, because it's relentless. Kill yourself, kill yourself. And then there was the spirits that would come against your self-esteem. They would say you are a loser. You have been embarrassed. You have been humiliated. And it would be on and on and on and on. And then there would be the foreboding spirit that would sketch a very horrible future of your life. This is how your future is going to be, where the word says, I know what the plans the Lord has for me is to prosper me and to not to harm me and all that stuff. This spirit would just say, this is going to be your future. It's going to be bad. And then there was another spirit that says, don't go to church. Don't go to church. Don't go to church. They know about you. They talk about you. They're going to look at you. And all that, just on and on and on and on and on. But, you know, I don't fight demons. We don't fight demons, because if you fight, you only fight an opponent when both of you are undefeated. And we know they defeat us. So we just use the good fight of faith and just say it is written, whatever they say, like Jesus did in the desert when he was fasting.
Amen. And you really just come on with the word of the Lord. And we know, amen. I mean, I think you've tackled my next question, you know, how to respond to a text
The thing with that is there's nothing good in the devil. There's no love in him. He's 100% evil. If you have pain in your body, the sickness that is there to kill you. It's just to kill you. You know, it's if he cannot kill you, the pain is there to make your life miserable. It's to, you know, take your joy away, take your attention away from important stuff. And the reason I'm saying this, if somebody's in lack and in poverty, it is there to make your life miserable, you know. What I'm saying is the response we have as Christians is so wishy-washy, is so small in comparison to the deadly attacks that Satan, the Bible talks about fiery darts that is being shot at us. And our response is so soft. The Bible says that, I think it's Matthew 11:12, that the kingdom of God suffers violence. And that's the attack of the enemy against the kingdom of God, against his people. But then there's those that is in the kingdom that use violence against the attacks of the enemy. They are not people that submit to the pain, submit to the sickness, submit to lack, submit to the attacks of the devil against their families, their children, their health, and their peace, their joy. They stand up with the word of God and wield the sword of the Spirit and say it is written. And they do what I need to do to get rid of the stuff, get it out of their way, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. So let's not be relaxed. Let's not be relaxed.
No, you cannot. Not with the enemy like the devil.
Yeah, as the Bible says, he's there to steal, to kill, and destroy. So we need to arm ourselves, right? Put on the full armor of the Lord and just be ready, right? And just be
ready. So one of the chapters in my book is come from the scripture that says resist the devil. So the meaning is manifold. I'm just going to read out of my book now. It says to withstand the action or effect of, to refuse to accept or to be changed by something, The verb resist comes from the Latin word resistere, meaning to take a stand or withstand. Resist implies overtly recognizing a hostile or threatening force and a positive effort to counter attack or repel the attack. So you cannot sit back and see these things happening in your life and you do nothing.
Absolutely. Pastor? All right. He got cut off. Let's go this way so that we can quickly get him to just quickly wrap it up. Before we head to the news, let's do this so I can get him very quickly back on the line just to finish off and find out how we can get in touch with him on social media platforms.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day. Get in touch with the truth, the light and the life. 657 AM.
Esihle Siwela, I am yours on Radio Pulpit. We're about to wrap up with Pastor this afternoon. We're about to wrap up our discussion. Pastor, welcome back. Pastor Adrian Wells, author of No Pain. How are you? Sorry we got cut off.
That's fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for making time to speak to us. It would be an injustice for me to let you go before giving out your details for people who want to get in touch with you. You are obviously a pastor, a minister of the word, yeah. And God has been using you, right, with people. People are able to relate to you in terms of pain and stuff that they're going through. How can people get in touch with you?
Well, the easiest way is my WhatsApp number. It's 0744-358-332.
That number again?
0744-358-332. They can just search me on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Adrian Wales.
Lovely, we'll do so. We'll do so. We'll definitely find you.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Absolutely appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for blessing us.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Lovely, lovely. It is to make with it a minute before top of the hour. A big thank you to Pastor Adrian Wells, author of No Pain, right? Author of No Pain. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Pastor. We really appreciate it. All the way from Cape Town this afternoon. Thank you so very much. Truly, truly appreciate it. We appreciate your time and, of course, your contribution. We've got news coming through on the other side of 2 o'clock. We're connecting with Mpomo Dula as well. We'll be talking to her about her music, her testimony, and it's going to be absolutely wonderful. Cannot wait for that chat. We'll talk to her about her music. She's doing something really amazing pretty soon on the 6th of July. You know, they'll just be gathering and honoring God. So it's going to be pretty wonderful. So we'll talk to her. We'll play her music. We'll get her testimony and really just give God the glory and the honor that he deserves. I really, really cannot wait for us to speak to her right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We do that on the other side of 2 o'clock. Of course, in an hour's time, I make way for Johanna Els, who's coming through to take care of you and I on the other side of 3 o'clock. I almost said 2 o'clock. It is 2 o'clock on the dot and time for news.
faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.